Bank of Cardiff, this is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. This is Simone Chandler with Embassy. You were helping me.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
That's good. I had a couple of questions. They sent me another letter, and I was just wondering, well, I guess it's just the automatic mailing thing, right?
Oh, no. Let me take a look at your file. Let's see here. Give me 1 second. Let me pull that back up. Can you remind me of the name of your business?
Yes, ma'am. It's Embassy Management, LLC.
Embassy. Okay. Did you end up buying the car?
I did not.
Oh. Is that still something you're looking to do?
Well, maybe down the line. I'm really more interested right now in trying to get the
capitals, the loans that you have, right?
Yeah.
Do you know, I still see that you got mailed another one. We mailed you twice, actually. Once was the first one when you responded, and then the other one was, looks like a few weeks ago.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, mainly the reason why you got another mailer was because we've had a lot of success with people that have working capitals before. A lot of people are looking to do consolidation, and also the business credit, those two in line, and that's how we select this time's mailer. So that's why you got it again. Let me take a look at your file here. Give me 1 second.
And it says something about secured loans. What is that?
Yeah, so a secured loan is it's equipment financing, which was what I was trying to get for you last time for the Infinity, because that one basically, give me 1 second, because with the secured loan, it goes up to 5 years, and it could be any type of equipment that you use for your business, monthly payments, and that's what I was looking to do for you, let's see here, it looks like that was the one that you got declined for was the equipment financing, which was the traditional secured loan.
You had actually tried for the consolidation. That's what you were saying that they, because I never gave you an invoice for the equipment.
Okay, that's what it was. Sorry, I'm so sorry. My notes are a little messed up here. I see you here. So you were declined for the consolidation side, but we never tried for the secured one because I didn't get the invoice from you. Okay, now it jogs my memory. Okay. Are you interested in doing that? I can, once you get that invoice from me, I can look for that secured loan for you.
I thought it maybe was on my real estate or something like that. I wasn't sure when I...
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What about the refi loan? That's the same as what we tried to do, right?
Yeah. So that was been a month ago. Do you know what your updated balances are?
I know that they're better, but the problem now is on this statement, I had a couple of them. They didn't bounce, but they were overdraft.
Oh, okay. Overdraft for the payment for the working capital?
Uh-huh.
I
don't know if it was that, but I just had a few overdrafts.
I see, okay. Okay. How about this? Can you find out your most updated balance are for the three working capitals that you have right now?
Mm-hmm. I know that now they total... Now they total 20,000.
They total 20,000, okay. Okay.
Did they tell you why before?
It was just that your balance was too high compared to your growth and your sales to pay it off and get additional capital on top. Because generally the rule of thumb for all the lenders in our industry that does working capital, basically what happens is the balance you have what the loan that we have, we give you has to be at least 50% more than what your loan is. So for example, if your loan, your total right now is $20,000, mm-hmm. we would have to give you a loan that's $40,000 mm-hmm. to make it work for us, because it's a consolidation plus additional capital on top. So needing to take $40,000, your gross annual sales has to support the $40,000. So your gross annual sales would have to at least be about $300,000 in order to support such a large loan before, you know, without over leveraging you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because generally, at least for my bank, we can give you about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as the capital. So in order to get $40,000, you would have to at least get have a $300,000 in gross sales in order to support that that math, that conversion percentage.
Got you. Mm-hmm. And what if it was just $30,000?
If it was just $30,000, like if you just get a $30,000 loan, then your gross sales of $200,000, or you're almost about $200,000, there will be a higher chance of getting that to work out. But then your balance with the three working capital would have to be less than $15,000, or $15,000 and below.
Okay. Okay.
So you're about $5,000 off.
Yeah, I think I'm almost there. And with you guys also, are there monthly payments?
We have all three options. We have daily, weekly, and monthly. Generally, for first-time borrower, it would either be daily or weekly.
Mm-hmm. And do you know what the rates are like in general?
So, I mean, we're competitive, and we've done a lot of consolidations for people like yourself. So when we do consolidation, it's also kind of a refi, so it'll be a lower payment. It comes out to be lower than what you are paying for the three loans that you have currently. It's hard to give a number just because everyone's a little bit different.
No, I understand. Yeah.
But, I mean, we've done a lot of consolidations, and, I mean, honestly, that's probably why we market it to customers like yourself. Mm-hmm. It's a good time right now to do the refi going into the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you have any idea when you'll be getting down to the $15,000 for your balance?
Probably the end of the month.
Oh, okay.
I'll probably be there.
Okay. So maybe we can hold off for a few weeks, 2-3 weeks, and revisit the file.
Yeah. I think that my concern again was,
yes.
You know, that we having those overdrafts, you know, they weren't not paid, but mm-hmm. I know the overdrafts matter.
Yeah, it does. It does matter. But if your cash flow allows it for the next few weeks, if you just have a good record for the next few weeks, mm-hmm. and then end this month on a really positive note of no more overdrafts and ending with a good ending balance, maybe $2,000 at least.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to look really good on our end to see that you have a good ending balance for the most recent months.
Okay.
Yeah. And then if it doesn't work out this time, I will still have all your information on file, and then we can game plan on, having a good November month, and then we can mm-hmm. look at it again in December, And then that way your balance will be even lower, and it would open to you even more capital with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you just gotta make sure, obviously it's easier said than done. But if you can end, the next few weeks on if you have the next few weeks that's good, that's gonna really look good on our end.
Okay. Now, how does that work with the equipment? How do you all judge for that?
Sure. So for equipment, it's a little bit different. So we don't care about your balances that you have with your working capital, the other working capital places that you have balances with. Mm-hmm. But the thing that we look at is the invoice to see what type of equipment it is that you're buying and how is it going to help your business. Got to make sure it makes sense for the business for you. Mm-hmm. And also we look at the credit. And that the biggest factor is the credit for equipment financing.
Okay. And you know what, like, your minimum score is for that?
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. we work with all credit tiers, you know, A to D, even people with bankruptcies. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard to say, but I've done a finance a truck, one of those large trucks for like a customer with an 580. You know, I've had people with 700s that got declined mm-hmm. because of other business factors. Mm-hmm. So it's all really all over the map.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, it says on here that I'm supposed to get a free business credit report.
Yeah, I can get that for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I can request for that. I'll get that for you. And then once I get it from my admin department, I'll send it over to your email.
All right. That sounds great. Cool. Well, thank you so much for going over everything with me.
Yeah, no problem. And mm-hmm. Once I get the credit report, I'll send it over to you. And then if you can just have a good few weeks and the October on a good note, we'll mm-hmm. revisit your file for the consolidation and equipment, too, if you wanted to.
Okay.
All
right. And what about the credit card that you were talking to me about?
Yeah, so the credit card goes hand in hand with our financing. So basically, mm-hmm. it would be like kind of like a cherry on top for customers that get a loan through us. Mm-hmm. So whenever it is that we finally able to do something for you, we'll be able to get that credit card to you.
Okay. All right. Well, okay, Ms. Jack, I look forward to talking to you later in the future, and I'll be looking for that credit report.
Sounds good. Call me anytime you have any questions.
All right. Thank you so much.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.